We hear that accent a lot around here.
I know. Utah loves its Aussies.
Did you talk to either of Dante or Joe before coming?
Yeah, I saw Dante walk through. I heard he was out in California, but I saw him walk past. So I try and catch up with him. And Joey and I have had a good relationship for a number of years now. So he reached out to me. I told him I was going to raid whatever we left in his locker. So he's size 13 as well, so I'm going to have a look around. But no, he gave me some words of advice and had some other guys from where I've been working out at Impact that have come through here, and a couple of guys from UNM that worked out here last year. So got a little bit of inside info. It was a good experience.
What were those words of advice?
Just play hard. Play hard, work hard, which is it's second nature to us Aussies. You know, we play hard. It's how we get this far. And just to experience, just have fun. It's once a lifetime opportunity to be here, and it's an honour to be here. So just have fun, and I think I did that today.
Let's talk about the workout. How do you feel you did?
Not bad. Missed some shots. A little bit, I think, it was a bit of anxious, a bit of nerves, a bit of this and that. Coming back to altitude, but not making excuses. Just, like I said, just had fun. It was competitive. Obviously, guys are here trying to prove themselves. Competition was high. Coaches pushed us. So it was a learning experience, that's for sure, and I certainly enjoyed it. You always feel like you can do better. But first experience, I think it did. I think it went well.
How much does that pink pack philanthropy work mean to you?
It means a lot. It's something I'm very, very passionate about. Obviously, my mum battling incurable secondary breast cancer, so it's a priority in my life. She, my family and her are my priority. Basketball's come second. And being able to give back to my community in New Mexico, obviously being from Australia, it's a long way from home, but New Mexico is my home. And to raise $65,000 for local research and facilities and patients was huge for me. And it's in honour of my mum and in honour of everyone that's battled breast cancer.
Is that something you're hoping to continue on in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's obviously breast cancer and cancer not going away anytime soon, unfortunately. It's still something that we know a lot about, but not a whole lot about. Obviously, still looking for that cure. And if we can provide and help patients and their families as much as we can in the meantime, it's going to help in the long run. And that's why my mum's still here today. She had a great support network, great treatment, great care, and I'm trying to emulate that in New Mexico.
And the hair is related to that. You're growing.
Yeah.
How long will that go?
I've become attached to it. I was meant to shave it off towards the end of the season. But came a little bit of attached. Raised a lot of money, so I think when we hit a certain goal, I'll eventually shave it off. But in the meantime, I like it. Mum likes it too, so whatever she says goes. So hold on to it for a while.
What did you make of Dante and Joe's first season in the NBA?
I thought it was great. Obviously, Joe coming in as a vet. I know it was his first year in the league, but he's had a ton of experience internationally. You could tell that although he was his first year in the league, he looked very relaxed and calm out there, and that's kind of the way he plays. He just kind of gets up and down and enjoys himself. Dante, obviously, still incredibly young, very proud of him and the way he came in and competed. Obviously, he had his ups and downs. As a rookie, you're going to go through some learning experiences, and he certainly did that, but he played, and that's the best way to improve is by experience, and I thought he did really well. And he just obviously looks bigger just walking by, so that's another thing adding to his frame, and I think he's a very, very good player.
How many workouts have you had so far, and how many more do you plan on having?
This is number one. This is first one. So, like I said, very nervous, very anxious. So thankful for the Jazz for letting me come in here and work out. It was very exciting. Got a couple more teams lined up. Not confirmed dates, just confirmed that I'll be coming in. So until I get actually on the plane, I won't say I confirm anything, but hopefully got a few more lined up.
You talk about playing hard as an Aussie.
Yeah.
So are you going to defend the talk that Matthew Dellavedova is playing dirty out there?
Hey, no. He's the crazy thing, you ask Dante, you ask Joe, he's literally the nicest guy you'll ever meet. And there's a difference between playing dirty and playing hard. I think if you went back and watched my tapes, you know, I play hard. I don't think it's dirty. I don't think Deli plays dirty. I think he just plays hard. And if you're going to sacrifice your body by diving on the floor and you run into somebody in the process, that's unlucky. You got to be willing to put your body on the line. It's guys that go in half-hearted that end up getting hurt. Deli doesn't go in half-hearted. He jumps, dives on loose balls, and unfortunately, I mean, his teammates stick up for him, and that's all that matters. His teammates are around him. At the end of the day, he's playing well. He's not just injuring guys. He's actually playing at a high level, scoring double-digit points every night. So he's just playing hard.
In terms of the pink pack, going back to that, when did you come up with that idea?
So I started growing my hair at the end of my sophomore year. And then my mum was in remission. She was cleared of all cancer into my sophomore year, so that's when I decided to grow my hair, and I've also got this tattoo here, pink ribbon tattoo. So that's when I decided to grow my hair, and then she was re-diagnosed with secondary breast cancer at the end of my junior year, so about this time last year. So that's when I really decided to get the fundraiser going, and it's been a great success. Our fans at UNM, my fans back in Australia, have really rallied around it, evidently, with the money that we've raised, and yeah, it's been a fun process, definitely.
How is she doing?
She's doing well. She's unfortunately, it's incurable, so it's something that has shortened her lifespan. But in the meantime, she just battles. That's what she does. That's what we do as a family. We stick together. And she's on medication right now. Her body will eventually adapt to that medication, and then we'll have to try something different. But in the meantime, she's just, you know, she's stable and she's just enjoying life.